Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 1st of August 1971. The title is The Method to Set Your Own Stage. The Method to Set Your Own Stage. Is today the day of the completion of the bhakti or the day of surrendering yourselves? To surrender means to surrender your sanskars, nature and actions that are contrary to the spiritual code of conduct. When any machinery is set, once it is set, it functions automatically. In the same way, have you set the stage of your perfect stage, the stage of being like the Father, or your karmatit stage in the bhakti, so that your thoughts, words and actions automatically continue according to the setting of the program? Have you set the stage of awareness of being such an authority? Baba is the almighty authority, is he not? Do all of you consider yourselves to be master almighty authorities? Those who set their stage of being an almighty authority will never think, speak, or do anything which might be based on any quality of weakness, because they are master almighty authorities. Since you have the authority to transform the world in such a short time, do the master almighty authorities not have the authority to transform themselves instantly in 1 second? We are master almighty authorities. Set this stage. Anything that functions automatically does not have to be set again and again. Once it is set, it will continue to function automatically. Have all of you become easy and constant karma yogis, that is, those who have the stage of no sinful thoughts? Or have you just become yogis? We are those who constantly have righteous activity, and this is why we can never fluctuate. We constantly remain unshakable and immovable. In the same way, have you set the switch of your promise? If you have set the switch of your promise, then you will interact according to your promise in a practical way, will you not? So, will you not become those who have righteous activity and who are constant and easy yogis? It is remembered that the Pandavas melted on the mountains. What is the meaning of mountains? Mountains are always higher than the ground. So, when the Pandavas leave the ground, that is, the stage of down below, and continue to move along the elevated stage, they die alive, that is, they melt from their sanskars, nature, thoughts, words and actions of the past, and those that are contrary to the spiritual code of conduct. So, you also went about the ground, did you not? Have you melted completely, or have you kept something aside? Those who have 100% faith in their intellect can never be defeated. Firstly, you need courage, and secondly, together with courage, you also need to have enthusiasm. If you do not have courage or enthusiasm, the show cannot continue in a practical way. This is why both are needed simultaneously. Do you have the stage of being introspective as well as the stage of externally being cheerful? You need to have both these stages simultaneously. Together with courage, you also need to have enthusiasm so that people can tell from a distance that you have special attainment. Those who have attainment reveal zeal and enthusiasm to their activity, eyes and features. On the path of bhakti, they have made the celebration of a festival the method to bring about enthusiasm. They dance with happiness so that if anyone is sad or confused, that is then left aside. So, together with courage, you definitely also need enthusiasm. And have you applied this stamp in an imperishable way? What will happen if this stamp is not imperishable? There will be punishment. Therefore, you must definitely apply this stamp. So, this is a surrender ceremony for all time, is it not? You will not have to celebrate the surrender ceremony again and again, will you? Yes, to celebrate it as a memorial, just as you celebrate your birthday, is something else. So, this is the day for making a promise to surrender. You also celebrate a day for victory. So, this is victory for you on the eighth day, is it not? Constantly keep in your awareness the day for becoming victorious. Perform the final sacrifice in such a way that seeing all of you, everyone sings the wonder of you and copies you. When something is good, then even against their wish, everyone wants to copy it. Just as you copy the Father, in the same way, people should copy your every action. To the extent that you perform elevated actions, to that extent, you souls will be remembered amongst the elevated souls. In order for the actions and virtues of an elevated soul to be made an example, the elevated souls are remembered by other people, even against their wish. In the same way, all of you souls will become worthy to be remembered amongst the elevated souls. At present, you have only taken up the contract to become yogi souls, have you not? To be in yoga accurately means to be accurate in everything. If your thoughts, words, and actions are not accurate, then you should understand that you are not accurately in yoga, because the sign of being in yoga accurately is to be accurate in everything. Those who are accurate in yoga can never have inaccurate thoughts or actions. The two of them have a connection. Acha Om Shanti.